Proverbs 21. Like streams of water, the king's mind is under the control of the always present one. He can direct it anywhere he pleases. A person may think that what he is doing is morally right, but the always present one examines people's motives. Do what is right and fair. That is more important to the always present one than our offering sacrifices. Proud looks, arrogant thoughts, and evil actions are sinful. Those who plan and work hard will earn a profit, but those who act too quickly become poor. Wealth that comes from telling lies vanishes like a mist, like those who have a death wish. The violence of evil people will trap them, because they refuse to do what is fair. Perverted people live dishonest lives, but honest people do what is morally upright. It is better to live in the corner of a roof than to share the inside of a huge house with a nagging wife. An evil person only wants to harm others. His neighbor will receive no mercy from him. If you punish somebody who makes fun of wisdom, then a simple-minded person may become wise. And whenever you merely teach a sensible person, he will obtain knowledge. God, who is always righteous, observes the home of each evil person, and he brings about the ruination of these bad people because of their sins. If you ignore the poor people when they cry out for help, then you too will call for help but not receive an answer. A gift that is given secretly will calm down an angry person. A present privately given will quiet even great fury. When things are done fairly, righteous people are happy, but evil people become frightened. A person who strays away from common sense will end up joining the dead people. One who is devoted to pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and rich food will never be wealthy. A bad person will be punished in place of a good person, and the treacherous man instead of the morally upright one. It is better to live alone in a desert land than to dwell with a nagging, complaining wife. A wise person stores up the best foods and olive oil, but a foolish person eats up everything he has. A person who tries to live right and be loyal will find life, righteousness, and honor. A smart person can conquer a city full of strong men. He can tear down the fortress in which they place their confidence. A person who is careful about whatever he says keeps himself out of trouble. A person who has a stubborn, arrogant attitude is called a proud man and a braggart. The lazy person's desire for sleep will kill him because he refuses to work. All day long, the lazy person wishes for more and more, but the righteous person gives generously without holding back. The always present one despises the sacrifices offered by evil people, especially when they bring them with the wrong motives. A lying witness will die, but a truthful man will always be remembered. An evil man bluffs his way through, but an honest man thinks carefully about whatever he does. There is no so-called wisdom or understanding or advice that can succeed against the always present one. One could get the horses ready for the day of battle, but the victory will belong to the always present one.